You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
The labor shortage in construction in Vancouver prior to the Olympics was met in part by hiring foreign temporary workers. Some of the workers have made complaints about their treatment while here. Erica Del Carmen Fuchs is an organizer from the Labor Committee of the Organizing Center for Social and Economic Justice, and she joins me by phone this morning. Hello, Erica.
Hi, thanks so much, Jane, for having me on the show today.
Oh, we're happy to talk to you. Now, what was the complaint presented to the Employment Standards Branch?
Well, the complaint is an Employment Standards complaint for unpaid wages, including unpaid base wage and overtime pay and statutory holiday for 17 migrant workers.
So 17 people are affected by this claim, and how much money?
The total between all of these 17 workers is $60,432. $60,432.
That's an enormous amount of money.
That's an enormous amount of money for anybody, yes.
So how did that situation develop?
Well, the workers had been hired by RDM Hudson Enterprises, and some of them had been working there for months and others, you know, for different varying periods of time. But they weren't paid for the last month or two of work. So that's how that situation arose, and they were then unjustly dismissed by RDM Hudson, which had a painting contract with Bastion Development Corporation.
So initially they were paid, but then they stopped being paid, but they continued working?
Yes, they were given small advances, and they were said if they kept working, it would look like, you know, to Bastion, like they were still working, and they would get paid their final amount later.
So they were kind of like they didn't realize that they had to be paid for work that was done, like, pretty soon after it was done, but that they would be paid at the end? That was the arrangement?
Well, they were given small advances, so they were given varying stories from RDM, but they were, when payday came around, first they were paid every 2 weeks, then they were paid once a month. And then sometimes they were paid small advances on their total sum.
Okay. And then were they paid vacation or overtime during the period of their work?
No, they're not. So they're claiming all those. That's part of the claim, the Employment Standards claim.
Okay. And what were the conditions under which the men and women were working?
Well, like I said, these are migrant workers that are here, and they're working under... Well, they're sometimes working up to 12-hour days, so they're long work days. They're painting. They're often working 6 days a week.
Is this a common problem in the construction industry?
We do see that this is something that does exist a lot in the construction industry, not just particularly the construction industry. We see that there's a lot of migrant workers, both documented and undocumented. It's important to highlight that we're talking both about documented and undocumented migrant workers that have come to Canada to work on construction sites, on farms, in the restaurants, in hotels, in people's homes. We have a whole range of migrant workers, and right now this case is within the construction industry. And why it's particularly being affected is now there was a big boom in construction pre-Olympics, right? And now that the boom is over, a lot of the migrant workers are facing further problems than they might have had or not had prior to the Olympics. Although we do know that the case also, probably familiar with the RAB line or cattle line migrant workers that built the tunnel for the metro that was built from YVR to downtown Vancouver. There was also a case of migrant workers working on that. So it's not something new. What's not often talked about is how invisible these workers are to the Canadian population. Sometimes we're not even aware that migrant workers have built our building, our house, have picked the tomato or blueberry that we've eaten. And we're also particularly not aware of how many of them, there are both, like I said, that here with work permits and those that don't have work permits that are undocumented. We have a large undocumented migrant worker population in Canada. The numbers aren't fixed, but we know that there are at least tens of thousands across the country, including here in Vancouver. And the exploitation that they're subject to is even more extreme.
Is this the situation that we're dealing with here, that because the workers are undocumented, then they're being taken advantage of because they can't? I guess not. If they've made a claim to the Employment Standards Branch, they must have permits.
So actually, I should clarify that under employment standards, and this is also what it says in the law, a worker is a worker. Any worker, regardless of racialization or status, has rights to file a complaint.
Oh, thank you for clarifying that. Actually,
and that's the same with workers' compensation. So you can be a migrant, documented or undocumented worker.
Oh, that's important information.
Yeah.
So how did they contact you, or how did you contact them that they came to make this claim?
So we were in touch with someone that had contact with them, and then we met with the workers themselves.
Now, you're organizing something today. What is happening today?
So today we've decided to take some action because the claim was filed in January, and since then the workers haven't seen a cent of their money yet. So we're doing a speak out today, and we're going to be speaking out in front of Bastion Development Corporation's office where they're selling condos. This is the last place that the workers worked at. The project's called Pulse. It's a condo project, and they were doing the painting on that project. So we'll be there today. It's at 2538 Maple, which is right Maple and Broadway, and it's right between Arbutus and Burrard. So we'll be there at noon today, and we'll be speaking out against injustice and leaning on Bastion 2, which is the company that hired the company that RDM that hired the workers, right? And so we want to put that pressure on there to get them the justice they deserve and their unpaid wages.
You're putting pressure on the company that got the work done, Bastion.
Yes, because initially when we filed the claim, the idea was to put a lien on Bastion. A lien is something that Employment Standards has the power to do, which is kind of, I guess, to freeze the money and that would be going, for example, from Bastion to RDM Hudson, so that the money could go to the workers, not to RDM Hudson, if there was anything owing from Bastion to RDM.
Have you heard anything from Bastion? Have you approached Bastion?
There has been contact made with Bastion, but it has not resulted in any positive action today.
So who's going to be speaking out at the speak out?
We will be having some of the workers present and allies. So the speak out is the workers actually speaking out and some allies.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for telling us about it, and we'll repeat the address again so people come down and hear what the workers have to say and offer you some support.
Thank you so much, Jane. I really think it's important that people pay attention to this because we're seeing that vulnerable workers are really being criminalized in this current context, and that not only are they not being paid, but often they're being retaliated against. We know that CBSA immigration is now really going on the hunt for undocumented workers, and that's something we need to talk about publicly. It's happening in Ontario, but it's happening in BC too.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I've been speaking with Erica Del Carmen Fuchs. She's an organizer with the Labour Committee of the Organizing Centre for Social and Economic Justice. The speak out is going to be held at the Pulse Project, and that's at Maple and Broadway, and that's at 2538 Maple, and it's taking place today at noon.